Over the course of the 1990s, the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender civil rights movement shifted its focus away from HIV and AIDS to other issues. The election of a seemingly pro-minorities president in Bill Clinton seemed to herald the start of a new era after the oppressive Reagan and Bush period. The AIDS crisis had highlighted the necessity of federal protections against discrimination towards gays and lesbians. Equal marriage and hate crime legislation would also come to the fore in the fight for LGBT rights. Gay visibility exploded during this era as more and more gay people came out in everyday life. Gay and lesbian characters appeared in television programs and in movies. For example, the show Will and Grace brought gay lives to the living rooms of households across the country. Queer activism also came to the fore in the early 1990s as a rejection of the identity politics that had previously separated gay men, lesbians, bisexual and transgender people. In academia, scholars including Judith Butler, Eve Sedgwick and Michael Warner formulated queer theories, rejecting notions that there are inherent differences between men and women that lesbian feminists still uphold. Politically, the Queer Nation group evolved out of ACT UP in hopes of broadening that movement's struggle to other issues. Whereas at one time those involved in the gay rights effort spoke only of gay people and then of gay and lesbian people, by the late 1990s most spoke of an LGBT movement. The AIDS crisis had outed many who had previously been in comfortable economic positions. Gay and lesbian corporate executives were more and more a part of the movement and helped to shift the movement in a less radical direction over the course of the 1990s, some would argue. Major corporations, including airlines, began to market their services directly to this emerging lesbian and gay consumer, who it was assumed had a more disposable income than their straight counterparts because they were unable to be married or have children. Throughout the 1990s and into the 2000s, LGBT activists began to rely upon individual corporations and organisations to provide workplace protections, and as such the movement shifted from a street protest to arguments in boardrooms of corporations, courtrooms and chambers of local government buildings. Now, rather than on the streets, wealthy gays and lesbians could afford to donate large sums of money to progressive candidates and win protections against discrimination within individual corporations. Professional organisations such as the Human Rights Campaign and Lambda Legal came to the fore to lobby for rights. Activists relied more heavily upon courts and politicians to provide new rights around hate crimes, military service, sodomy and marriage, and street movements did continue but were more so in relation to court cases related to winning those protections.